there are two ways we can live our lives. One way is to put ourselves at the center, with everything else orbiting around us. The other way is to put God at the center, while we respond to God's generosity. Christian spirituality puts God at the center of our lives, not our own egos. In order to put God at the center of our lives, we must first believe that God, who is generous love, exists. Many in contemporary society have forgotten or lost belief in God who has created them. If we do not believe in a generous and loving God, then we ourselves become the center of our lives. Then what is important is our own security, health, happiness, and pleasure. If God is the center of our lives, and we see ourselves as created by God, the purpose of our lives becomes to be grateful to this generous and loving God and to glorify God by our lives. And we show gratitude by intentionally serving God and not ourselves. In today's gospel, the landowner pays a just day's wage to the one who agreed to work for it. But the landowner also chooses to be generous to a worker who comes at the last moment. God is not unjust simply because God is generous. In fact, God is extremely generous. The earth upon which we live is God's gift, a manifestation of God's tremendous generosity. The life we live and the people who love us are God's gifts. If we look back through our lives, we see countless ways God has been overwhelmingly generous to us. The owner of the vineyard, God, continually invites us to enter into the vineyard, the kingdom, so we can be creative with God. God gives us the freedom to enter or not. Day after day, hour after hour, he goes to the gate of the vineyard to invite anyone willing to enter. He's not fussy or choosy about whom he invites. God is ready and willing to welcome and receive anyone who sincerely comes to him, whether we come early or late. God is completely open, totally welcoming, compassionate, and loving. God desires to share himself with us so we can creatively give ourselves to God and work with God. We stand by the gate, deciding whether or not we want to enter. Should I stay or should I go? Should I make God the center of my life? Or should I make myself the center of my life? If we put God at the center of our lives, then with St. Paul, Christ will be magnified in our bodies, whether by our life or death. If we choose to make God the center, then God will begin to lead us so we can truly become servants working with God. In serving God, we become more human, more truly who we are meant to be. The scriptures today remind us, seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek God, not ourselves. Turn to the Lord for mercy. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. Lord, open our hearts so we can listen to the words of your Son. When we walk to the altar to receive Holy Communion, we are symbolizing our willingness to put God at the center of our lives, serving God and not ourselves. We identify ourselves with Christ and his work of glorifying God. This week, we ask ourselves the question, who is the center of my life? Am I or is God?